The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Monday, March 7th, and of course, I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. Hey, is anybody on Truth Social yet? You can find me at Larry Steinhaus on Truth Social as well. I don't see anybody there, so I'm imagining none of you guys have been invited in yet. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. Hey, I want to say hello to a couple of people saying hello. I want to say hello to Joe and Mick and Thomas. Thanks, guys. I totally appreciate it. Tommy, that is. And by the way, if you're commenting from a group and not the Money Chat Now page, fan page, your name may not show up in my dashboard. So please go to the Money Chat Now page, subscribe there, and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is also brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. There you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, on today's show, we're going to be talking about, of course, the futures update. We're going to be talking about Shell and Russian oil. We're going to be talking about Facebook and Russia. And we're going to be talking about the two-faced Democrats and the end of the small investor. All right, let's get into it because it's a crazy kind of thing going on here. Hey, I want to just say quickly hello to a couple of people online. I want to say hello to Peter and Michael and Bill. And there's someone else saying hi, but she's not, he or she is not a group. It looks like it's she a picture, but I don't realize who it is. But whoever you are, thank you. I totally appreciate you watching. If you want to, go to the Money Chat Now page, like the page, comment from there, and I'll be able to know who you are. All right, the war is continuing despite a halt of aggression this weekend. All right, this Friday we saw the Dow move down about 180 points. However, I got to tell you, it probably would have been lower if it wasn't for the oil stocks, which of course I'm not in. The oil stocks moved up, so that brought the that kept the Dow from really crashing. The cost of fuel is driving the cost of travel up, and that's a concern for the industry. Hey, if you were an investor in Oxy, it's now 56 with an increase of 17% on Friday, which is amazing, and it's going up today, too. Oh, the irony of it. It was under 10 a year ago. Gas prices are rising at an alarming rate, and the average gas price is over $4 as President Braindead continues to force us to use the oil from the very country we are sanctioning. The sanctions on Russia are the greatest, or should I say the worst ever, but we continue to buy oil from Russia. It's the number one thing that Russia imports to us, and we continue to buy it. That's Russia's economy is oil. Sanction oil and watch how quickly they stop. Anyway, today the barrel price for oil has reached the highest since 2008, and it popped over $125 a barrel. Look, I keep hearing that year, 2008, being mentioned, and there are other reminders such as inflation that make me believe we are getting closer to the same financial situation we were in at that time. Inflation at that time ran amok, oil prices were insane, and even housing was out of control. Sound familiar? The only difference with housing right now versus then is the lack of inventory. Buyers have fewer houses to choose from than they did in 2006 and 7, but I believe that's about to change. I actually think this spring will be the last good year, and the last great year was last year. So to prepare for this, you should be refinancing or selling your properties. If you want to downsize, do it this spring. If you're keeping your properties, refinance them before interest rates rise. I just refinanced, I don't know, probably a third of my portfolio just so I can make sure that I don't have to worry about it. I mean, I'm really grateful to get 3.5% to 4% interest rates. I would also take out the equity and put it aside for when a good bargain comes, such an investment property or other opportunities. Have some cash put aside. The stock market's going to continue to fall. However, there will always be opportunities in a falling market, so be prepared to take advantage of them. Have cash, have gold, have silver, have real estate to carry you through the next 7 or 8 year cycle, because we're just getting started. You know, I got to tell you, the Dow this morning was down over 500 points in the futures, and now it's only down minus 226. But I don't know. It was pretty bad last night. It's pretty bad now, and we're going to see. I don't know where it's going to go. The S&P is down 25, and the NASDAQ is down 95. And again, I got to tell you, they were pretty bad just a few minutes ago. I came in here. For you guys who don't know, I come in here every morning at around 5 o'clock, and I write this show. So you guys better enjoy watching it. And if you don't enjoy watching it, let me know so I can stop getting up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. But at that time, the Dow was down 500 points. In fact, Asia market tanked. It went down 764 points, the Nikkei, and the Hang Seng was down 847 points. Those are some really bad numbers, really bad numbers. So I would be really careful here. All right, let's get back into what's going on. Let's talk about Shell Oil. So the other day, I read an article that Newark, New Jersey was revoking the licenses of Luke Oil gas stations as retaliation for the Russian invasion of Ukraine. My first thought was, here we go again, government overreach destroying lives again. Yes, I realize that Lukoil is a distributor of Russian oil, and it's a Russian oil company. However, these are Americans who own these stations and have owned them for 10, 20 years or more. They service the public, and they have families to feed. The council approved it 7-0 with two members absent. So basically, the council who voted on this approved it 7-0. The voting by council members was last Wednesday, and none of the operator owners were present to defend themselves. The 7-0 vote in favor of suspension concluded by stating, all existing business licenses for all Lukoil gas stations and associated businesses in the city of Newark are hereby suspended until further notice by the city. Wow, how do you do that? Many people on Facebook and other social media outlets were applauding the actions of Newark as I shook my head in disbelief. Have we learned nothing from the past 2 years? How does government, come into the lives of the people and just turn off their business without warning? Sal Rizzo-Betto, head of New Jersey's Gasoline and Convenience Store Association, criticized the move as political theater. Yeah, it is political theater. And that only hurts local business owners and their employees. He said Lukoil franchise owners would be out of business, ceasing to generate economic activity, tax revenue, and salaries that feed families. And he's right. The crazy part is the Lukoil stations don't even get their gas from Russia anymore. They get it from the open market like other gas stations. They are contracted with whoever gives them the best deal. All right, now that I've told you this part of the story, over the weekend, Shell Oil Company has been defending buying large amount of discounted oil directly from Russia and is continuing to do so. On Friday, Shell purchased 100,000 metric tons of flagship Urals crude from Russia. It was reportedly bought at a record discount. Money makes the world go round. Of course, the purchase did not violate any sanctions. When they got called out on the decision, they wrote a patronizing letter, and then they posted it on social media and news outlets. You got to go see it. It was just too long to read. It actually says things like they're appalled by the war against Ukraine and how they felt it was a difficult decision to buy the oil from Russia. No, it wasn't. It was discounted, it was cheap, and they bought it. So we're closing Lukoil stations in Newark, New Jersey, and limiting the supply of gas in Newark, shunning hardworking families who own these stations, but we continue to allow Shell Oil gas stations to be open. This is why you should say, your government. This is why you should say, to Shell Oil. And this is why you should say, Joe Biden. And for those who don't want to use the word, just say, let's go, Brandon. And by the way, if you're watching online, put it in bold letters online. Let's go, Brandon. Or if you want to say, Joe Biden, go right ahead. Unbelievable how they let this go. Unreal. All right. I want to say hello to Lou out there who's saying hi right now, and Peter who is commenting. Hey, I want to see those Let's Go Brandon and Shell Oil up on there. All right, let's talk about Facebook and Russia. Russia's media regulator said on Friday that it will block access to Meta-owned Facebook in the country as it escalates pressure on the media outlets and tech platforms amid its invasion in Ukraine. All right. So just like here, Russia is faced with the problem of Facebook deciding what is news and what is false information. You know, like when we post something about, you know, the thing that was supposed to stop the other thing that didn't, that caused medical issues, and that Facebook and also social media platforms blocked. You know, social media platforms like YouTube that shut me down twice now because I read news articles and directly quoted the Wall Street Journal about major drug companies actually reporting about the thing that was supposed to cure other things. Why didn't I use the actual words? Because I want to be able to use my social media platforms to get this information out to you guys listening and watching. The censorship from big tech is out of control. Russia has decided to do something about it. Now, please don't think that I'm on Russia's side. Honestly, there are things, you know, there are things about this that don't add up, like in the beginning of the thing. I mean, the thing from the past 2 years. I wanted to make any conclusions. I don't want to make any conclusions before I tore down yellow tape in the playgrounds. You guys remember when I tore down the yellow tape in the playgrounds? I waited and I wanted to see what was going on. Oh, you didn't know about that? Look up some old videos on Facebook and you will literally see me tearing down yellow tape in playgrounds and freeing our children and getting back their lives. All right, let's get back to Russia for a minute. Russia has decided they've had enough censorship of Facebook and they have blocked access to Facebook to their citizens. It started first with a request for the platform to stop fact-checking and labeling content posted on Facebook by state-owned outlets like RT and Sputnik. Meta, of course, Facebook, refused the request. And it's weird that Russia is fighting against the fact-checking and we in America just accept the censorship and labels as the price of using social media platforms. The Russians are getting it right, but the world hates them right now, and they should. However, the censorship of any information should be allowed as free speech. I have been trying to find information on why Russia justified the slaughter of Ukrainians, and I don't think, and by the way, don't think I'm on their side for a second. I'm not. You don't just go in and destroy a country just because you have problems. You try to work it out. I also just wanted to understand it from their side. The problem is that big tech has made it impossible to find this information. Every once in a while, someone sends me a YouTube video, and then the video soon disappears like the information did on the thing of the past 2 years. Yes, Putin is an a-hole, but social media companies are dead wrong to censor anything. They have no right to decide truth. And by the way, if you want to find me on Truth Social, search at Larry Steinhaus. However, if I'm wondering if they're even censoring stuff yet. Let's take a break, and I'll see you in a few minutes.
Investor Schooling needs a new slogan.
Investor Schooling? Never heard of it.
Investor Schooling?
Never heard of
him. Investor Schooling? Never heard of him.
Any suggestions? Phil?
Investor Schooling. We never heard of you either.
Investor Schooling. We never heard of you either. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn how to make more money and learn about the politics behind the stock market. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. and I will try to respond to them. Hey, I want to say hello to Lana. I think she's a new viewer. And she says, I'm nuts. Yeah, that's probably true. All right, so far we've been discussing the futures update. Right now the Dow is down 225 points, the S&P is down 25, and the NASDAQ is down 82. It's not that bad. It was pretty bad earlier. It was down over 500. We talked about Shell and Russian oil and how you should be boycotting Shell, not Lukoil. We've been talking about Facebook and Russia and how Russia is fighting for non-censorship. It's bizarre. Russia fights for non-censorship while the U.S. fights for censorship. Did we change roles somewhere? All right, coming up, we're going to be discussing the fact that Democrats are two-faced, and we're going to be talking about the end of the small investor. And then, of course, after that, we'll be talking about today's picks and plays. But did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you guys hit that share button yet? Hit that like button. Hit that share button. Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, or Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, be sure to set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. Also, look up Money Chat Now on Facebook when you get home and let me know what you think about the show. Hey, Carrie just joined us. Thanks so much, Carrie. Hey, real quick, I also want to mention something that we'll be doing. We're going to be having a major event. Investor School is having a major event on April 24th, and you want to be there. The event will be discussing money, specifically how to make more and keep more, but we also have two prominent, well-known, and admired freedom fighters who will be talking about how you could win the fight for freedom. One of them happens to be Bill Spadia. He's the number one talk show host in New Jersey, and he's on right now, so listen to my show, not his. And he also helps people live in freedom and not tyranny, and the event will be all day on April 24th, and you can go to the number 4MMW.com, 4MMW.com, and you could sign up for this event right now. I suggest you do, because it's going to be a really great event. All right, you don't want to miss out. Go to 4MMW.com, 4MMW.com, and register now. All right, let's get into the second half. Let's talk about Democrats being two-faced. I can't believe the hypocrisy of Democrats in the news lately. You remember these guys, you know, the ones that took away all your constitutional freedoms by not allowing you to open your business. You know, these people made you show papers, please, before you were allowed to eat in a restaurant and forced the closing of schools to slow the spread of a frickin' cold. You know, the people who fired workers unless the workers got a medical procedure that was none of their employer's businesses. Well, these Gestapo acting Nazi Democrats are realizing that they're going to lose big time in the midterm elections, and they're changing their tune. For example, President Braindead himself said the other day, in his stuttering and stammering nightmare of a State of the Union speech, he said, we need to control the illegal immigration problem. We can't build a wall high enough to stop the vaccine. I don't know if you remember that part, but it was crazy. Anyway, we need to fund and not defund the police, he went on. Seriously? Did you just wake up from your woke nightmare? Or are you just pandering to try to keep Democrat non-Americans in office? Check out this article that I read recently about the mayor in New York City. Yes, the new Democrat mayor of New York City, Mayor Eric Adams, actually said the following in an interview with CNBC. First of all, he sat within 2 feet of the three-panel interview when none of them wore masks. Adams went on and on about how people need to get back to the office. He claimed that people aren't going to restaurants or stores in New York because people aren't going to New York for work or for pleasure. Duh! Adams announced that mask mandates and vaccine papers will be ending, so New York is going from Gestapo rules to trying to go to freedom again. Well, I hate to tell you, but your people aren't coming back quickly. Many have proved, number one, that they can work from home, and frankly, I personally have very little interest in going back to New York. Not only do I want to support a city that the government acted like Nazis, but the crime situation has also gotten so out of control because of the easy stance on crime. I don't know why cops even continue to be cops. If they do their job, they get arrested, and if they don't, they get blamed for the increase in crime. Let the Democrat leaders be cops for a month, and then they'll change their ways. And yeah, I do know that Adams was a cop, and he retired as a captain. But we'll see what he does about crime in the city. But even if he wants to do something, will the other Democrats allow him? I doubt it. It's unbelievable. All right, let's talk about small investors. it seemed like everyone in the past couple of years, past 3 years, was able to make money doing all kinds of things. It was like a free-for-all flow of money. Many millennials thought this was the way it was, and they felt they were and they felt that they were being misled by the older generations, such as the Gen Xers or baby boomers, when they were told that money does not grow on trees. This is an unusual time. But they didn't believe them. The millennials took their money and opened accounts with companies like Robinhood. They put that money in the account, and no matter what they picked, it went up. AMC went from pennies to as high as $72 a share. The people on Reddit managed to manipulate short sellers as they ganged up on them and stocks like AMC and GameStop. The same millennials all became Bitcoin and Ethereum investors and made more money than they could ever imagine. Many sat in too long and didn't take their profits, or even got in too late and lost money on the plays. Imagine if you bought Bitcoin at $68,000. Yike! It almost cut in half. This kind of free-for-all money is going to hurt the millennials, as they soon realize it's all over now, and they actually have to go to work. By the way, we're going to have a real stock market, and we're going to have real issues like war pressing down on the market. The market is only going to go down from here, and it'll go up and down, but it'll go down from here as it starts to go down in the next few years. I expect the Dow to be around 28,000 when it settles, even by the end of this year. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a doomsayer. Quite the contrary. I believe now that the metaphoric gold rush of the stock market and the crypto market is over. I'm also not saying crypto is going to crash to zero, and I'm not saying that certain stocks won't go up. They will. It's just now that the real stock market, the one I'm used to, will be returning, and it'll be without the crazy traders. It will have more logical moves, and it'll be like the old days. Good mutual funds and good, strong, fundamentally sound stocks will be the play, and it's time to buy stocks with earnings and not buy in speculation. This is going to be many of the things we teach in investor schooling, of course, and we're going to be teaching it over and over again. So pay attention. And if you want to learn the right way, you want to attend a class this Thursday, and you want to find out here, you want to find out how, by watching this next commercial. We'll see you in a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way, and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on investor schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. And, of course, so far we've been discussing the futures update. The Dow is only down 250. I hate it when I say the Dow is only down 250, because I hate it when the Dow is down 250, but it's better than it was before, which was down 500. The S&P is down 30, and the NASDAQ is down 102. All right, coming up, we have today's picks and plays. But first of all, did you guys hit that like button yet? Did you hit that share button? Look, let everyone know what great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. And of course, do you want to let everybody know how great this show is? Come on, I have a lot of fun putting the show together. I'm kind of hoping you guys have a lot of fun watching it. Oh, I want to say hello to Moshe out there. Thanks, Moshe. I appreciate you commenting on Facebook. And, of course, you can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, don't forget to set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, let's talk about what's happening. So the market is in trouble, as I discussed before the break. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't bargains and great plays out there, because there are. But the scary part is getting into plays that just keep going down. The market is also overreacting to the oil prices, and in fact, the oil prices are overreacting to the war. The market is already factoring a possible sanction of not buying oil from Russia. It should have already happened. I can't believe that it hasn't happened. But they should stop buying oil. We should stop buying oil from Russia. But as President Poopy Pants fights with President Poopin, and it really smells like something is in the air. So I think something's going to happen soon. I still like Meta as a play, but it sure got crazy now that it's below 200 in pre-market. Remember that stocks move down out of fear and also out of automatic computer trades. We're going to see a really bad day soon, and it'll probably be a 1,200 to 1,500 point drop one day because of how bad it's going to get, but it's mostly going to be because of computer trading, and it's coming, and you want to be prepared for it. And if you do, you'll do well. My play right now is to sit tight and wait another week for bargains. Unfortunately, I didn't take my own advice, and I'm all in on some airline stocks, and frankly, it scares me. But I've been here before, and while I'm white-knuckling it, I'm waiting for a bounce back. Now, here's a play if you're so inclined. When the S&P goes up on anything but the end of the war, so if it goes up on any news that's not the end of the war, play puts on the SPY. It'll be a great play, so keep that in mind. Right now, the futures are still down 240 for the Dow. The S&P is down 27, and the NASDAQ is down 99. So still things are bad, but they're not as bad as they were. All right, let's talk a little bit about crypto. I mentioned crypto before. Crypto is rolling back again, and I've said it today that I think the crypto rush is over. Now, the last rush was a few months ago, and I'm seeing the post of the hodlers all giving into defeat now. So if you're in any of the hodler sites on Facebook, they're all giving in, and it's getting a little bit scary. I do like Ethereum below 2,000, and I like Bitcoin below 30,000. If they go there, I also see it happening. So wait for it to see what happens. It will bounce back from there, but I personally don't expect the highs of 50 and 60,000 again, at least not for a while. So keep that in mind. Gold and silver is also moving. And look, they're back. The investors are back in tune with the upcoming market, and your money should be, and they're moving their money into precious metals again. And I expect silver to hit 40, and I expect gold to go over 3,000. Nothing really happening in the treasury bond. Of course, I want to thank all you guys for watching. I want to thank the listeners on WWDB Radio AM in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. And if you're enjoying the show, please reach out and let us know. My name, of course, is Larry Steinhaus. I'm the host of Money Chat Now. And I'm also the CEO of Investor Schooling. And I have a new book coming out. It's called Money Hacks. Go to barnesandnoble.com. Look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. And I promise you're going to have it's going to be a really, really good book. And also, hey, my accountant actually says it's tax deductible if you order it. So go to barnesandnoble.com, Larry Steinhaus, order Money Hacks. Hey, I want everybody out there to make sure you have a profitable day.